Pick me up, I'll be there in 25. I like to push my luck, so take my hand, let's take a drive. I've been living in the future, hoping I might see you sooner. I want you riding shotgun, I knew when I got one right. Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like, you can bet I'll know every line. I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys, fuck that noise. I know better than to call you mine. I love it when you talk that nerdy shit. We're in our 20s talking 30 shit. We're making money but we're saving it, cause talking shit is cheap and we talk a lot of it. You won't stay with me, I know, but you can have your way with me until you go. And before your kisses turn into bruises, I'm a warning. Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like, you can bet I'll know every line. Cause I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys, fuck that noise. I know better, I know better, I know better than to ever call you mine.
You can hear right. The frogs.
Jeez. You can listen to the frogs that aren't actually around the studio whatsoever. Hey guys, welcome to Early Mornings with Lanky Boy. This is Alexander Williams, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We got one special guest and one not-so-special guest this morning. You guys can introduce yourselves.
Special guest can go first.
Okay. Hello. I'm special guest Tara Curran. Yeah, I'm just excited to be here.
That's good. Yeah. We like excitement. And our not-so-special guest.
I can't believe you made me get up for this again.
I can.
I slept 6 hours, though, so that was good.
I did, too. Well, no. 3 hours and 3 hours, but that's beside the point.
Oh, it's still six.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much.
We're going to keep you with some music. been a rough week. Jack, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
let's see. So, a couple of orders of business. We're going to say this now. We're going to say this again multiple times throughout the show. But donations. Get those donations in. Donate.wmfo.org, I think. I'll check that later when I say it again. Yeah. Hit that donations.
Hit it.
Okay. Now, Jack, change my view. Dragonflies are significantly doper than spiders. And Tara, you're allowed in on this too. Okay. Like, I encourage you.
Thank you.
Get in on this.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, think dragonflies are pretty cool. But, like, you know, you got to sort of realize where dragonflies Jack. Come from. You know, they come from a lot, like, stagnant pools of water, and, like, it's pretty gross, like, same thing as mosquitoes, and they don't kill any, like, animals around your house, like, and by animals, I mean bugs, but still, so they're not really benefiting humans, and it's just their beauty which is better to them, but spiders can also be beautiful, and,
Disagree, but well, continue.
Obviously,
how can spiders be beautiful?
Thank you,
can
Tara.
You explain that
they can
to
be
us?
Like the small, cute ones that are really fuzzy and like have the cute arms like raised
I feel like
up.
Those ones are gonna bite me.
Yeah,
I mean, you're just arachnophobia.
I feel like those are more dangerous because they're fuzzier.
I think it's arachnophobia.
I'm not scared of spiders, but you know.
Well, then why would you say they're about to bite you?
Because you never know what they're gonna do.
And actually, dragonflies can take chunks out of you when they bite, similar to horseflies.
I mean,
did you know that?
No, I didn't. Thanks for the interesting fact.
But also, dragonflies eat mosquitoes, so I'm inclined to like dragonflies.
Do they actually?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But
that's like the one reason we keep them around.
Yeah.
But dragonflies just aren't as plentiful as spiders, so spiders do a better job of killing mosquitoes and other bugs.
Yeah. Maybe.
Making dragonflies more unique to this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But some spiders can catch small fish. Did you know that?
That's a pretty cool fact.
That's pretty
cool,
isn't it?
That is cool. I'll give that to spiders.
All right. Well, we can come back to this if we want to.
Sounds good.
We'll continue this off here, probably. We'll come back to it later. Anyway.
All
right. So right now we're listening to Simone by Napke. Before that, Weekend, the Oliver Nelson remix by Priory. And the first song that we played was Let's Fall in Love for the Night by Phineas. And later, we will have a 303 block. So get excited for that.
I never wanted to be on my name too, dismissing up a lover. Ain't no dusty power about her. Still up in your flowers, cause I'm loving no other. We can take our time, love is not a crime. Let me pick your mind, hallelujah. Won't you roll with me? Won't you roll with me? Won't you roll with me? Say, won't you roll with me? We got a good vibe, I dig it. I like it when you waste my time. And we don't stop rocking till we can't feel nothing.
Coming up next, the 303 block.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of her last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues.
always pressed to your cheeks, while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend, if he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo, 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 woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Won't trust her, won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo, 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 woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Won't trust her, won't trust me.
X's on the back of your hands, wash them in the bathroom to drink like the bands. And the set list you stole off the stage has red and purple lipstick all over the page. Bruises cover your arms, shaking in the fingers with a bottle in your palm. And the best is no one knows who you are, just another girl alone at the bar.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo, 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 woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Won't trust her, won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo, 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 woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Won't trust her, won't trust me.
Shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
Cause I My first kiss went a little like this, and twist, and twist.
Well, my first kiss went a little like this, and twist, and twist.
I said, no more teachers and no more books. I got a kiss under the bleachers, hoping that nobody looks. Lips like licorice, tongue like candy. Excuse me, miss, but can I get you out your purse?
In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips,
got you on my lips.
At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it.
She won't ever get enough once she gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say, ooh,
went a little like this.
I said no more sailors and no more soldiers, with your name in a heart tattooed up on the shoulders. This is like whiskey, it gets me drunk, and I wake up in the morning with the taste of your tongue.
In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips,
got you on my lips.
At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it.
Singing. Hey DJ, won't you play that song for me? anyways. Oh, would you come with me, baby? And if I was a sick man, I never meant to be. Would you love me anyways? Or would you marry me?
So I hope you enjoyed that 303 block. It's over now, if you didn't. The songs that you listened to were Rich Man, that was the one we just played, My First Kiss, but featuring Kesha, which was the one before that, Starstruck, which was before My First Kiss, and Don't Trust Me. And then one song that wasn't by 303, which was Insomniac by Slaters. Yeah.
Cool.
There we go.
Okay.
If you see her out there behind the wheel, driving getaway. Oh God, I hope she escapes. Whole damn world is a cage.
See Her Out, That's Just Life by Francis and the Lights. And you know what I realized we forgot to do after the 303 block? our PSA.
So, this is a little PSA about walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy and requires no special equipment, and it's good exercise for most adults. And also, like, in urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
I also have a quick announcement I want to make. This is from Nashville, Tennessee. This is 10:37 p.m. This story was released by CBS News. Tennessee man says, quote, "Let's rock," unquote, before being executed by electric chair.
That is terrifying. Let's not talk more about that, maybe.
Follow up to the PSA.
So,
in other news,
do you guys have anything fun planned for the weekend?
You know what we're doing this weekend.
I know what we're doing this weekend.
I have a Quidditch game on Saturday.
Awesome.
That's pretty fun.
Where is it? Where is it, Tara?
It's located on the rugby fields at Harvard. So if anyone would like to see some Quidditch played at 5 p.m. Saturday, Harvard.
You're a wizard.
Root for the Tufflepuffs.
Yeah.
We
also have our regatta, you know.
The Tufflepuffs. Oh, yeah.
The Tufflepuffs regatta?
Jack and I also have a race.
The Tufflepuffs
Quidditch. Oh, and Tara.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
We're on the same
one
boat.
One third of our boat right here.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's kind of crazy to think
that
about.
That is crazy.
Okay.
What else?
I don't know what else. Oh, plugging donations. I looked it up. It is donate.wmfo.org. That is donate.wmfo.org. We love the station.
Oh.
Please donate.
What about?
You might get a shirt.
Pirates.
If you donate enough.
Pirates versus ninjas.
I don't know.
Ninjas, easy.
Pirates.
Nope.
I don't know.
You're so wrong.
Why
so
am I very wrong?
Ninjas are sneaky. Pirates are not.
Pirates have their ships, though. They can just sail away and then sail back and then attack.
The ninja will run over the water to the boat.
The lily pad ships.
Climb in through a cannon and kill the pirates.
You wouldn't climb in through a cannon.
Is it
well, how else would you climb
the entirety of the pirates' crew the versus a single ninja?
No, it's just
or is
a pirate.
It like ninjas versus a pirate? Like,
no, I think it's ninja versus pirate.
Because that changes.
What if it was
know?
Like Barbossa's cursed crew from the first Pirates of the Caribbean
versus a single ninja?
Because they
definitely
can't die.
Definitely Barbossa's first crew.
Yeah, well.
In that case.
In that
I feel like if it's a pirate crew
case.
Versus a ninja.
There's a lot of pirate crews that can win and not die. Like Davy Jones is like. They would just go down. They would just submerge their ship. They would use a submarine.
They'd just go underwater, yeah. And the ninja would drown, pretty much.
If we're not talking Pirates of the Caribbean pirates.
We're talking the real pirates. Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. I can't deal with you guys. I'm taking you off air right now.
with you. You're my medicine for melancholy. Let me take you in. You're my medicine for melancholy. Ooh. We got that Friday feeling. We got that Friday feeling. Can I hang out with you for a bit? You're my medicine for melancholy. Ooh. I wanna take you
Okay, I'm going to take this moment to catch up on a couple of songs. That was Divine Simulacrum by Yesayer. Before that was Medicine for Melancholy by Rivers Cuomo. And before that, Burn the House Down by AJR. And now I have a hypothetical question for Tara and Jack that does not reflect my views whatsoever, but I feel like it's a pretty good moral dilemma. Would you rather kick a puppy, and I mean like, punt the puppy, so you're going for a field goal here, or be responsible for the deaths of 100 random people around the world, and you don't know who or what age they are or anything?
I mean,
care to weigh in,
Tara? I feel like I'd probably kick the puppy, but like I'd find a really like big puppy so that even if I kicked it with like my full force, it wouldn't go that far and it wouldn't affect the puppy that much, you know? Because
I don't a puppy, Tara.
I don't want to kill 100 people, though. You know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
If it was like.
But there's 7 billion people, Tara.
But like, 100 versus 1. I think the puppy would be fine, you know?
I would kick the puppy, but, yeah, you know.
Why, Jack?
Well, I'm pretty angry right now for, Canvas not, you know, being able to work well with my homework. And, as a result, that puppy is going to be going very far off my foot. And randomly killing 100 people because I don't kick a puppy sounds a little tough. I mean, maybe if it was like half a person, like someone loses two legs if I don't kick a puppy, I could do it then maybe. But 100 people is 100 people. That's a lot of corpses.
That is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't define how the person would die. So should I do that now, or is it too late?
It doesn't matter.
I mean...
It's the fact you have 100 dead people from you not kicking a puppy.
Well, do you have an opinion on this question, Alex?
I mean... I don't know. Like, the reason why it's tough is because you don't want to just, like, Thanos snap 100 random people.
No, you don't.
Because you didn't kick a puppy, but...
I haven't seen the movie yet. Please don't spoil it.
You should probably watch it soon.
Spoiler. Thanos snaps. At least once, maybe. Yeah. There you go, like that.
You call me Thanos,
and then stuff happens after that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
But
you should watch it.
I don't know. I might kick the puppy, but I still feel like y'all are puppy haters because you didn't even think about like the whole 7 billion people versus like 100 people.
How many dogs are there in the world?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just going to make one dog's day pretty bad, but puppies will be happy in like a half hour, so.
Yeah, I feel like puppies would like be dumb and forget it.
I mean, Jack over here is trying to like go for the kill shot.
Yeah, I was just going for like.
Which is terrifying.
A light tap.
I'm going for like punting it.
I mean,
oh,
I'm not going for a field goal for kicking the puppy.
It's because you play Quidditch.
In Quidditch, we carry the ball.
Would you throw the puppy through the hoop?
Yeah. I feel it. There's a low hoop, medium hoop, and high hoop. So if I just tossed it through,
you gotta kick it though. You gotta kick it through the hoop.
I mean, you can only use like one or two kicks a game in Quidditch.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why are there kicks in Quidditch?
In case you're about to get like hit out, you can like kick the ball away from you so it goes towards your team.
Sounds like rugby.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar to rugby. But it's Quidditch. But
just with more brooms.
Yeah.
And they're witches and wizards. Forgot that part.
Yeah. Basically. Okay. Cool.
Well, while we were talking, we just listened to Girl Who Cried Wolf by Ash. And now we're listening to Betelgeuse by Joywave.
Yeah.
There we go.
Free.
It's coming to the end of our block.
Oh no.
We'll miss you guys.
Yeah.
This has been Alexander Williams, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, songs.
Songs.
Yes, let's go over that quickly. This is You're Crashing But You're No Wave by Fall Out Boy. Before that was Do It All the Time by I Don't Know How But They Found Me. All in caps. And before that was Never Let You Down by Barnes Courtney. And I think that covers it. See ya.
Boys in three pieces dream of grandstanding and bravado. The city sweeps in a cell, notwithstanding what we all know.